This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Living Mishnah is proud to present Mishnayos with pictures and cartoons. This is an offshoot of Torah shows, and I am Ayman Elbaz, wishing you the very best. Our goal with Mishnas Chayim program is to stimulate interest in Torah, provide clarity, visualize concepts, and empower minds. I thank Chaim Lax for sponsoring. It should be a zchus for his parents, Kalman ben Chaim and Shein Abbas Mamo Frimid, zechonam lebracha. I'd like to dedicate Mishnah 788 in my series in honor of Camp Aguda in Liberty, New York, the staff and the campers. The Mishnah today can be found in Seder Nezikin, Mesachta Baba Metzia, Parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid, and the discussion is a refund requirement when someone overcharges you or underpays you. There are a lot of people that like to scam people. I give you a bracha, you shouldn't be scammed. I was scammed. It's very painful for someone to be scammed. Someone took about almost $10,000 away from my bank account. That's a pretty big scam. So, our bracha is that you shouldn't be scammed. But in life, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to overcharge for something. So let's say you have a can of soda that should cost a dollar. You can't tell someone, I'll sell it to you for $5. Now, even though you do find certain stores that do overcharge.
I know.
Yeah.
So the canteen.
The canteen, for instance. So you could be Malamed Zuchus that over here, even though you know that he's overcharging, but you're kind of like Michael. You don't want to miss your soda there.
The canteen doesn't know. I have to stay here. The canteen doesn't know.
What?
Can the person who bought?
Oh, that's what this mission is about. If someone undercharges. So basically like this, the Torah, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai, that up to a sixth, 1/6 of the value of something can cancel the sale. So for instance, if this suit is $100 and now someone sells it to me for, let's say, $130, ooh, he overcharged by, let's say, a sixth. Do the math. I can tell him, you know what, I want my money back. Or give me the money that you overcharged me. So says the Mishnah. Echad alokeach, questions after. Echad alokeach. Sai the buyer. Echad means one buyer. Echad amocher. And the salesman. Yesh lehem onaha. They both have onaha. Onaha means being overcharged. It really means being hurt financially. So someone tries to scam someone, you're allowed to demand a refund and say, listen, you overcharged me. Now, it could be canteens and it could be hotels get away with charging crazy amounts for their food because they say, listen, I had to schlep it all the way here. I'm only willing to do it if you pay me much more. So since you're willing to do it, so then it's not a problem of enough. No would mean if you didn't know. And someone's taking you for a ride, taking advantage of you, you're allowed to tell them, excuse me, you tricked me and you overcharged me. Here, he's not tricking you. He's just saying, yes, I have expensive prices. Now, says the Mishnah, Kishem sh'ona lehedyot kach ona letagar. Just like there is ona for a regular person, there would be also ona for a tagar. A tagar is a merchant who buys a large quantity of merchandise. So the chiddush is, you might think, that no, the tagar knows, you know, and he's Michael. No, he could also claim it's to cancel the sale. Reb Yehuda Omer ain't ona la tagar. Reb Yehuda argues with Reb Meir and he says, no, there's no such thing as ona by a merchant, by someone who buys wholesale. He's the one who's the provider. He sells to many other stores. Because, you know what? if he made the sale, he knows, he really knows what's going on. We consider that he's meichelit, so he can't claim that it wasn't a good sale or purchase. Misha huta lav, the one that suffered from the ona, yado ale el yona. His hand is on top. Ratza, if he wants Omer, he could say, Tainli Maosi, give me my money. You overcharged me. Oh, Tainli Mashoni Tani. So he could even say, he could either say, give me all the money back of the whole item. I paid $130, so the suit was only worth $100. He could say, Tainli Maotai, give me all my money back. That's called, that is Yadu Al Yona. Or he could say, you know what? You ripped me off by $30. Give me the $30 difference. And then he could get the refund. That is the Chiddush of this Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.